Oh, no. I mean, look, the equal view is very optimistic. Yes, one or two candidates have expressed their wish to lodge, complaints about irregularities and all that. And that is their legal right according to the Constitution. But ECOWAS is very confident that come either 18th, July, which is almost unlikely, or 1st August, we are going to have a successful runoff, election in Guinea, and we are going to have for the first time a truly democratically elected, president leading that country, into the fold, the ECOWAS community and the African community, which is a very positive thing. So overall, ECOWAS is very positive about it.
Well, Dr. Musa, how did you think the Electoral Commission did organize this just ended election, and how confident are you in the fact that it will organize a credible vote in the runoff?
Yes. Look, do not forget that this is the first time an independent National Electoral Commission is wholly organizing an election. In the past, you had various versions of state-sponsored electoral bodies, heavily complemented by the Ministry of Interior that used to organize elections, and of course, they were almost always fraudulent. Now, we've had an independent National Electoral Commission in which there are representatives of the same political parties, some of which are now complaining about irregularities and what have you. In the ECOWAS observation report, we made mention of the fact that the electoral officials at the both at the regional and then at the local level lack enough competence in terms of handling queues, in terms of handling the voting process properly, and all that. But there was nothing to suggest that these electoral officers had any intention of rigging the elections or trying to favor one candidate or the other. There was a lack of capacity, during the first round. And I think that has also contributed, to the results being declared late, because trying to process the results at that snail pace that we observed at the close of elections on the 27th of June, it was going to be a very, very, tough ask to get the Electoral Commission to actually release the result as dictated by the Constitution, the Electoral Code. That is about 48 hours or so after the, elections, by the 30th, actually, by the 30th. It was virtually impossible because, Guinea is infrastructurally challenged. In fact, moving from one place to the other is a very difficult problem. Our observers spent 2 days moving from Conakry to Nzérékoré and then going further from Nzérékoré to the far-flung, districts of the country. So you can imagine bringing all the electoral material to Conakry before they are processed finally and then announced. There was definitely going to be a delay. There was also what we, observed, of course, basic lack of knowledge as to how to handle ballot boxes and all that, in the polling station. But that is a technical issue. There was no intention on the part of Seni, I will repeat, to try and then cheat for anybody, at least according to what we saw. So what we have suggested is that between now and the runoff, there should be, something like a very crash course for the electoral officials all throughout the country. And there are organizations like the UNDP and others who are there, who have been supporting this process. They have to, the media, the civil society organization, they need actually to professionalize this electoral official between now and the next election so that we are going to experience fewer delays. And we also hope that now that you have only two candidates, it's going to be a lot simpler It's a straight fight between two, you know, people, and then you are not going to have 24 candidates, you know, with the electoral official trying to sort out whose name is this and all that. So we feel that all in all, with, you know, some additional training, and then with some additional logistical support, and also the fact that we are going to have fewer candidates this time around, I think the Electoral Commission should be in a position, you know, to actually administer, you know, quite a transparent and credible electoral, you know, process on the, you know, come the second round.
Well, Dr. Musa, what is ECOWAS's expectation of Guineans to participate in the election runoff, especially when everybody seems to be saying that this is the first democratically transparent election organized by the Electoral Commission?
Yes, we in ECOWAS, we are very, very, very happy on at least two fronts. The first is that Guinea was actually the last country in the region, bar one or two countries where you have a journey between autocracy and democracy. Guinea was the last case scenario for the region. And in the last year or so, the last couple of years, we had two major challenges in West Africa, or even three, you will call them: Guinea-Bissau, Guinea-Conakry, as we are dealing with it today, and Niger. Niger and Guinea are becoming very positive. If we had failed in Niger and we had failed in Guinea, then it means the democracy project in the region would have suffered a very serious blow. You know, now that we have crossed that line, that red line, you know, onto, you know, the green zone, I think the democratization process in West Africa is on a very sound footing already. That is one. So ECOWAS is very overall, very optimistic about what has happened there. Secondly, don't forget, about 77% of the electorate turned out to vote. 77%. That is, by all accounts, show of enthusiasm, a show of determination. These are people who for 52 years have suffered a lot of promises and failures, you know, from previous administrations and all that. You know, they were not given democracy and they were not given development. This time around, they have chosen firmly to go the democratic way, having already tasted the non-democratic way. And they feel that they will get the democracy dividend in development. And ECOWAS is very determined, together with the rest of its partners, to support Guinea to relaunch its economy, to reform its military, and actually to, you know, put the country back on the road, you know, to recovery and economic prosperity. That country is fabulously endowed. It's a very rich country. You just need good governance. Good governance, and everything will fall into place. And ECOWAS is very hopeful of that. And the electorate, by demonstrating, coming out in their numbers, and then standing in the heat, you know, and also in the rain throughout up till about 7 p.m. to cast their vote, just showed the determination of the people to turn, you know, the next page from autocratic and dictatorial rule to democracy. And that, for them, is something like the launch pad, is the beginning of them expressing themselves and trying to transform the resources that they have into the well-being of the people. And we are, you know, very much in tune with the people on this. And I think the runoff will confirm, you know, that optimism by the people.
Well, Dr. Musa, what is ECOWAS's message to the people of Guinea ahead of the election runoff?
Yes, look, our message has always been one since the first round, you know, ended. What we have told, you know, people is that there is no way anybody was going to expect a perfect election in Guinea, given the circumstances, the very context of the election precludes a perfect election in that country. And it is actually to the credit of the Electoral Commission and the Transitional Authority is that they have managed to pull off this election after all. And look, in the most advanced democracies around the world, I was in the UK very recently, and the elections there didn't pass off without controversy, with several voters being turned away because, they were not, accreditation documents had not been collected by the time of the closure, because the whole electoral process underestimated the number of people who were going to turn out to vote. You know, so if that has happened in a place like the UK, you can imagine in a place like Guinea, where no such democracy has ever been practiced. And they've been able to pull this one off. It's almost a miracle. So we feel, our appeal to the people is that, listen, this is a very great beginning. In spite of the shortcomings, some lapses which were expected, this is a great leap. It's a quantum leap into the future of democracy. And so they should keep their calm, keep their serenity, and then go to the second round with the same determination, you know, to make sure that they make the ballot boxes speak for themselves, as far as, you know, to make sure that they can use the ballot box to select and also deselect their leaders. You know, that is actually what democracy is about. You know, you may select the wrong leader through the ballot box, but the ballot box offers you the opportunity also to, you know, to make bad leaders step down. You know, that is the beauty of it. So they should go for it. And that, the political leaders in particular, and, the candidates, we are appealing to them. You know, that, listen, the Constitution and the Electoral Code of Guinea offers ample avenue for people to seek redress. Within 5 days or so after the elections, you can file your complaints to the Constitutional Court, which in this case is being represented by the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court within 10 days is going to pass judgment on it. This is the legal way, and everybody must actually go the legal way. And it is very significant that in a press conference, Sidya Touré, the candidate who came third and who felt he had been cheated out of second place, actually decided to appeal to the Supreme Court. So what we are telling his supporters is that, listen, your leader is using the legal means to actually seek redress. Why are you in the street? And, you know, and that is the message, that people should keep their calm, and that if they do anything to destabilize the electoral process, they are opening the way for the instability that we have seen in Guinea in the past. So it is in their own interest to make sure, you know, that the 52 years that they have waited for this occasion does not come to waste. They've just got a few days to actually cross into a new era of hope, and they must seize it with both hands.